Well, we've had an interesting year, 2020, there's no doubt about it. But at least this summer, locally, we have had theater at the Sharon Playhouse. They have done their drive-ins now, too, and they've got another one coming up, which is simply outstanding. And the next one on tap, the Divas are going to do the drive-in August 15th and 16th, 8 o'clock shows both nights. And we are welcoming Michael Berkeley and Wanda Houston. Michael and Wanda, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Glad to be here.
All right. So, Michael, we'll start with you first. The Divas have been on stage. The Divas have done cameos. And now the Divas are going to be at the drive-in, the outdoor theater where people can drive in with their cars and watch and listen to the show. So how excited are you for the little bit of difference that you're going to have with the Divas doing this?
Well, it's really challenging, and it's fun. I mean, we're used to doing great numbers of Divas. And this show is featuring four divas. Four divas do the drive-in.
Four divas do the drive-in. And Wanda, are you all prepared to divvy out at the, outside in the parking lot at the Playhouse?
Absolutely. What's exciting, I mean, I've always loved the drive-in. I mean, one of the things about some of this, the pandemic and being in these dangerous straits, is it's taken us all back to, you know, doing things a little more simply. And what a brilliant idea they had to have everyone come in their cars so we can still maintain the social distancing and see a show. And so I'm excited to be a part of it in general. So, and as a diva, I'm just really glad that they, you know, to keep that tradition going, to have the divas do it, that the four of us can do it, to be socially distanced. So that's exciting, you know.
So along with Wanda, who else? Who are the other three divas, Michael?
We've got Amy LeBlanc, Maria Hickey, and Katie Weiser.
Now, what you divas are going to have to get used to, and you, Michael, you'll be playing the piano out there, right?
With a mask,
that's right. Well, what you're going to have to get used to, and which I found so interesting in watching the first two shows, is that in between numbers, people honk the horns.
I know. I was at the last show, and it was really fun. Everybody flashed their lights and honked their horns, because they couldn't be sure everybody would hear them applauding from their cars.
Yeah, it's just something that's very unique. And what's interesting about this is when they set this whole thing up, we set them up with a nice little FM transmitter, and you know, people can open the windows to their cars. They can put the radio on in the cars to the frequency that they have to be. There's no delay. There's not anything like that. People, if they get out of their cars and have to go want to get something to eat or anything like that, have to wear masks and everything. But, Michael, this just seems to be a great way to keep entertainment going. And, folks, the Sharon Playhouse isn't making a ton of money on this at all, as a matter of fact. I think what they're doing, though, is... and Wanda, you can chip in here too, is they are really lifting everybody's spirits at a time which it needs to be lifted.
Well, that's what it's about. That's what it's all about. And I have to say, Graham Stone has done a wonderful job with sound, so you don't really need to turn the radio on. You can have your windows open and hear very well with his speakers.
And Wanda,
that's kind of what theater does anyway. It is to lift the spirits, and so it's
oh yeah. Great. Absolutely.
You know, that they're continuing that idea and finding a way to make it happen. I'm seeing this in other places too, and in other ways that they're, the theater is going to find a way to make it happen. So it's great.
Now, Wanda, I want to speak to you for a second as a performer and somebody who's used to getting out there and performing and being with people and being in front of people and interacting with people. This must be a particularly hard stretch for you as a performer.
It is. I mean, especially I'm glad you mentioned the lights and the horn blowing, because one of the things you prepare for when you do a song is the applause that's going to happen afterwards. You know, you know that that's coming, and so you pause for a moment, you know, and there's a whole timing thing. And you do that, and there's nothing there, and it's like, oh, right, there's no one here.
know,
for the live streaming things that I've been doing, or... You know, it's just, oh, right, that's not going to happen. So you have to, you change the way you end a song or the way you think about the ending of it, because that response isn't there. it's all part of the whole experience. And I this is something that's come back, that audience realize how important they are to us, because we rely on that energy that they bring us. So flashing the lights and blowing the horns is an apt response to that, and it'll help. It'll help us as well, because it's like, oh, you love us. Thank you.
We're needy.
Now the great.
Yeah, we're needy. Can't help it.
The great thing about this show is that the ticket prices are based on a car, not per person. So they can handle 52 cars, and really this is a bargain if you get four people in your car to go see a show. And Michael, what are some of the tunes that you've got selected out for this?
Oh my gosh, we've got a bunch of great tunes. Cabaret, Where the Boys Are, Our Love Is Here to Stay, Moon River, No More Tears, Nobody Does It Like Me, Zing With the Strings of My Heart, For Good, I Can Cook Too. I mean, it just goes on. They're all of our favorite songs. We chose our favorite songs. So that's what this show is about.
Now, for you, Michael, as somebody who produces and puts on shows and directs shows, this also must be a topsy-turvy time for you.
Oh, gosh. Of course it is. Yeah. Well, in general. Mm-hmm.
I want to congratulate you, by the way, on the job that you do have. I mean, you might want to, for people that don't know, what is your full-time job now that you have?
Oh, thanks. I'm the music teacher at Marblewood School, and that's where I'm calling from, actually.
That is just so great to hear that we get to keep you in our own area as a home base. It really was good news, I think, to just everybody that knows it.
Well, I was offered the job, and I thought, well, that sounds interesting. It started out as a Zoom class, so it was online. And now in the fall, we're attempting to bring students back in a social distancing kind of way. So we'll see.
Now, how do you guys, and Wanda, this goes out to both you, Wanda, and to you, Michael, how do you practice for an event like this, which is a drive-in theater type of event and an outdoor stage? How do you practice in advance for this?
Well, that's a good question. We actually rehearsed together, one at a time is how we started. And then we actually we space, and then we do the whole show with everybody. But we do it at the space.
All right. Wanda, how's it been for you with practicing like this?
It's difficult because, well, one of the things that's been difficult, because all of us divas, and I have to say that I'm missing all of the rest of our divas too.
Yeah.
But because we're all good friends and we've been working together for a long time, we can't hug each other. And so, and that's a weird, like, oh, and it's this distancing, like, you know, virtual hug thing that everyone is doing. That's one of the, because part of that is the camaraderie that we have with each other. So, you know, we're used to, like, singing songs when we do trios and duets, standing closer to each other. So now there's this distance, and it's like this, you know, singing from afar kind of thing, which is a different, you have to bring a different feeling to it. It's a different way of emoting when it's a distance. But it works. I mean, it has its place. But, yeah, that's not been easy. It's the camaraderie and just being social with people, as it has been in general, that we've missed.
Well,
this
will all culminate, of course, with two shows on Saturday, August 15th, and Sunday, August 16th at 8 o'clock. Once again, the parking lot facing the Bach Gallery. The ticket prices are $50 per vehicle. And remember, the Sharon Playhouse is a not-for-profit organization, folks. And what's going on this summer and what they're doing there this summer and bringing shows in like Michael Berkeley's The Divas is basically just trying to entertain you and uplift spirits and prepare you once again for another full season next year. And Michael, do you have any final comments you'd like to make on the show?
I think everyone should really try and see, because it's a very special event. The fact that we're all getting together and making this happen is really kind of exciting to me.
And Wanda, anything that you would like to say to the people that love to come out and see Wanda Houston and the Divas?
Just make sure your lights are working and your horns are working and I'm just very excited that we can all get together and see each other this summer and and do this. Just grateful for that. So please come on out, folks, and enjoy. Enjoy the time. It'll be great. It'll be
fun. It's very magical. It feels very special.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that, and it's you know what? It's kept that end of Sharon alive. Without that, Sharon would have been a totally different town once again. And once again, it's kept entertainment and music and personalities alive. And it's folks like you, Wanda, and you, Michael, that also helped make it possible with the incredible staff at the Sharon Playhouse.
Absolutely, thank you.
So that is the Divas Do the Drive-In. The Sharon Playhouse, Saturday, August 15th, and Sunday, August 16th at 8 p.m. $50 per vehicle, so it's a great value. Ticket information and more available at SharonPlayhouse.org, SharonPlayhouse.org. Now, also, already on the schedule for August 29th will be Motown Under the Stars, which is a force of social and cultural change. Barry Gordon's legendary Motown made its mark not only in the music industry, but society at large. You can join Barry, Arella, and Toby. It's an evening of your favorite Motown songs. And that is coming up via drive-in at the Sharon Playhouse. That's the next show in line on August 29th. And then on September 5th, The Perfect Fit, the musical, featuring a script and score by a 13-year-old musical sensation, Joshua Turchin. The Perfect Fit and music follows the teenage performers hoping to avoid the dreaded theatrical dead zone as they navigate through a web of stage parents, dance classes, and auditions while their stories unfold, trying to find their perfect fit. It is a new family-friendly Broadway-bound musical, and that will be at September 5th, $50 per vehicle at the Sharon Playhouse as well. So more information on not only the Divas, which are coming up at the Sharon Playhouse Drive on the 15th and 16th of August, but also the Motown Under the Stars, August 29th, and on September 5th at 8, The Perfect Fit, a new family-friendly Broadway-bound musical. More information and tickets at SharonPlayhouse.org.